The book closes, and I'm going to close, on seven odes. They're called the Odes of Estrangement. The subject matter in each of the seven odes changes entirely, but there are levels of intensity, and they seem to lead one into another, intensify as they go, and lead finally into a single theme, hopefully the threads weave into a single fabric. The first ode is called Already After. For the pages of the voice vanish fast as they're turned, liquescent the very same spaces just after, their glistening residue. What toads or the fat calyx of certain marsh flowers still sometimes exuded. It stopped talking, telling one another each other's name. The contours, the exact volumes our sleep had taken. Ask yourself occasionally, still there? As your brow, rising through the bright oval, came to meet the black liner. Had let one another out, hadn't we, and found the immensity beyond somehow smaller, whose wind, though, and the unmistakable scent everywhere of salt pervasive, as if reclaiming the very least cavity, indentation of memory itself, crowding it vacuous. Avocet, you'd still occasionally as if interject, pointing out a relic in itself, that elegant stilt, its beak an upturned tendril. While the word itself flew forward, a pawn on some illegible board, to enter already the already after. A second ode is called Pastoral. Written, the words become anyone's, no one's. Wouldn't need you now, the flowering fruit trees, what you'd scribbled in white bars across so much mute scoring. On that broken ground, its raised chords, wouldn't even need yourself. The third ode is called St. Ursula, Venice, and arose out of a famous painting by Carpaccio where Ursula dreams her martyrdom. Her dream, frozen in ochre pigments, had set yours adrift. So little now to keep you, the stays, the moorings fast to their own wobbling reflections. Bit by bit, had worked free, hadn't you? Broken miracle into so many constituent parts. Weren't these indeed our last relics, the petal and fracture, the pieces that still somehow withstood? Swarm then to what? For the sections themselves as if long for deployment, your breath to bud in the very midst of the fresh numbers. Alternately, you are and aren't, depending on the sounds you'd employ, no matter how sham, tenuous, the kind of paradise murmured you'd project. The fourth ode is called Eurydice. Through the mirror's very heart had run shafts, hollowed corridors, saw you raw as hair perched within its deepest cell, spoke because you couldn't, rolled you supple as your own shadows over the lip of so much stasis. These then were the words, the offerings of the open, the empty, of the thoroughly extricated. Who then in this vacuous ballast would save whom? Through the late drafts, driven currents, your ankles quiver quick as fish. Here, with the mouth draws on memory alone, where bulky, pendulous, each organ weighs exactly that of a breath. But no, there's no one, nothing you yourself might have echoed, but the light as it shifts over so much idle decor. You, whose least glance makes a ladder, a scale unto an octave, in which heap of whispers, the instrument itself won't even be housed, nor its innumerable parts methodically shredded. The fifth ode is called Potentia. Followed yourself through your own displaced work sites, whole weeks in the white scaffolds of a single refractory sound, yours these arms, organs awaiting conveyance, the buoyancy of some exact syllabication. Doves, juniper, the bright lime core is just over. Isn't this what you'd work towards? The world, the worlds, the very magnitude you tend to, wedge transparent. Whereby the dahlias gargantuan, their red petals, undulant as octopi, whereby the air, the uttered air, which you'd bring in measured increments through all that depredated space, there, in that late country, you'd no longer be yours, you who'd already have reached by then the may, the might, the ever-narrowing coils of some tenuous could. The sixth ode is called The Grottos. Is always toward the furthest and finally towards the lost themselves that the senses transit, slip furtive, that bunched in muscle with lusted it seems after so very little, channels, conduits, the secret history perhaps of history itself, written in dark drafts, elusive scribbles, as if inadmissible mass in its very densities were riddled, and you nothing more than this breath that edged, tongue that insinuated. Oh, eyes so pale you'd written their promised grottos, oh, holy the grottos, the hollows, the weird birds of our own disarticulated heart, what in default had been plundered relentless? An earth, but elsewhere, isn't this what you meant, what you'd say, with the eyes rising, yes, so pale, so impervious, already divulged? For here's only here, in the vocable's forced retention, past ourselves in our own sonorous dispersions, resonates the gloriole, the ring of things released. The rocks just now, as if afloat in the puddle of their own shadows, and the papery pink blossoms of the cistus, rife with light, with the very light it would seem of some ultimate acquittance. Massed now along the edges, awaited you'd written, no, not the barge, the puffed barge, but the particle, but the predicate befitting. Yes, holy the grottos, the hollows, those extricated worlds which lie luminous with sound there, just there, past the inviolable lines of our own foreclosures. And the last ode, the seventh ode, is called The Relics. And here the persona is one of a street person, his arm and in the garbage of syntax, the garbage of language, the wasted use of language, reaching down through the garbage can for the words, for the word, for the vocal befitting at the very base of so much syntactic trash. as if chained to those clouds, what billowed against the blind walls of your forehead sought losses, didn't you? Those elaborate excavations in which, unearthing less, ever lesser, only kept what you hadn't found. Relics, what the breath once had buried, had enveloped in so much verbiage the still drifting digits, nimbi, of the indissociable. Would traffic, wouldn't you, in those omissions, in that much empty imprint? You, living as you did towards the very end, at the earth's virtual completion, rummaged, didn't you, amongst those spent sonorities? There, just there, within systems so dense, so perfected, their only attributes themselves, picked, didn't you, at that syntactic trash? Oh, hollow, you wrote, the heart's a hollow, a hole in which, a window in which, a cloud in which nothing really, but occasionally some occasional hiatus really, aware whereby a small smattering of rays perhaps might alight occasionally, like in some kind of pantoscopic vision, might even through the medium of some artifice, like a kind of spray, say, pelt the heart, putting it to rest momentarily with something unlikely as a smile, so dolorous, so beatific, you'd swear that what you just witnessed was not only real, but real in such a way that nothing, in fact, could ever again presume to such consummate reality, notwithstanding the fact that occasionally, and so on, etc., etc., for in the name of nothing had reached this abundance, in the name of name, finally, this nominal diktat. Scoop, you'd whisper, and feel your lips curl to the injunction. For under, just under, as if buried in sacks soft as organs, the sacks themselves jingling dully with their own unrecycled waste, would lie the first banished strata, would lie, that is, that iridescence, the puffed vapor of some long since discarded compound. Scoop, you'd murmur, would hear yourself murmur, as time after time would plunge through that wasted idiom, would poke, wouldn't you, through so much scroll, the unrolled printouts of some post-historic infallible. Oh, less, so much less, even less than the refuse you'd work through, would lie at last that broken vocable. O worthless as wind, as light itself, would it slip ineffable from your fingers? Would it, from the claw your fingers formed, as a pick, jab, grapple at its very edges? O blown weather, disbanded heart, whatever utters, utters nothing really, and makes of that nothing, lyric, its only measure. Thank you very much.